Tired already of hearing about the Apple iPad Mini.
I haven't heard too much about it.
No, are you kidding? Every time you turn around, it's
I ignore it because it's kind of dumb to me. I don't understand it.
It's dumb because it's smaller. What do you mean?
It's just dumb. Yeah. Like, why do we need it? You have a
phone.
Why do you need an iPad to begin with?
Well, I love my iPad, but it's my iPad, and then I have a phone. Like, do I need something in the middle, like a medium sized something?
Yeah, you need to have something that'll help Apple's value go over $700 billion, which is where it is right now. They're trying to create more value, and
what they're trying to create is the only real competition that Apple has is that smaller pad. My wife uses her iPad to read, and she says it's too big. It's it's just kind of hard.
I can't read. I have a hard time reading what's on the iPad. I want something that's bigger. I mean, it's just the font or something.
But. My mom has a Kindle Fire, and you can change the font.
Yeah.
But my mom has a Kindle Fire, and she loves it. It's the perfect size. She makes the font as big as she needs it to be. And my wife says, I want something that size.
That's
and
the voice
of...
a lot
of people are doing that.
Rich McFadden with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. We're here at your service and on your side on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Wednesday, the 24th of October. Queen of Cheap Deals later on in this hour include, but are not limited to, Roberta.
Include how you can get your kids free haircuts every single weekend in October. Mm-hmm. And if you're dreaming of warm weather, we'll tell you what you need.
I'm dreaming of warm weather.
Yes?
What's the question?
Why would I want to cut my kids every single weekend in October?
That's what I was thinking. Like, cut your kids' hair, bro.
I'm sorry. Cut their hair, yeah.
Cut their hair. I'm going to cut them. You got too many kids? Cut a few of them.
Dad, what are we going to do this weekend? You're going to get another haircut. Because it's free.
All right. Jennifer, you have the television report later on in this hour. Anything striking?
So I do. Well, striking, yes, a new project for Jane Fonda, which I will tell you about. Kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Plus, the numbers for the debate are in. And good news for some of your favorite TV shows.
Ah. All right. So Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel got $300,000 from People Magazine for the pictures of their wedding. Anybody care about
cares?
It's a good wedding gift, isn't it?
I suppose.
Cares?
Yeah.
Did you hear what they did to make sure that people got the only pictures?
No. Yeah.
They set up lights on the inside perimeter of wherever the wedding was, pointing outside, like blinding anybody.
So nobody could take
any
pictures.
Yeah,
that was clever.
Yeah.
All right, so Jennifer, do you also have the story about Lisa Gibbons? Because I don't want to talk about that. I think you should be talking about what happened.
Sure, I can add that to the TV report. Absolutely.
Okay. So let's talk about reality. In the strangest way, we have strange realities, all of us do, and therefore we are interesting folks to listen to most of the time on the radio. So let's see what we do with the latest from the Philadelphia International Airport, where all kinds of interesting things happen. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. FBI yesterday afternoon arrested a 25-year-old U.S. Airways baggage handler at the airport for stealing $20,000 worth of $100 bills that were being shipped by the United States Department of the Treasury to banks in the Philadelphia area. I guess my first question would be, depending on where the mint is, where do they have these printing? Where do they print the money? Denver is one place, right?
Washington, right. Philly.
Okay. So then what the hell, are the bills being, they were destined for Philadelphia, what are they doing if they're printed in Philadelphia at the Philadelphia airport? I think I'd start there.
Were they leaving, or?
They were leaving on a jet plane, Rich.
Okay.
Yeah.
They didn't know if they'd be back again.
Actually, they didn't get that far. They were in his wife's car.
Oh. That just shed some light on it.
There was a $3 million shipment of new security-enhanced bills being transferred to the reserve in New Jersey from Dallas. So they flew in on a jet. I'm being a little facetious about the Philadelphia connection here. But here, these bills... this is what really is startling. They were printed in Philadelphia, sent to Dallas for distribution, and sent back from Dallas up to Philadelphia to be sent to New Jersey. When the money arrived at the Fed. One of the packets was opened. The FBI said that the gentleman who was arrested was the only handler who had access to the money. So this guy really not very bright. He doesn't take all the money. He only takes a handful and leaves the rest of the
But they found the proof. They found it in his wife's car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so...
Yeah, stupid.
The Treasury Department had a problem with sporadic creasing of the paper during printing of the new $100 bills. So it's taken them a year. This thing was first supposed to be out in October of last year, but they've been working on it for a year to make sure that nobody... they're getting closer to making a bill that cannot be counterfeited. However, they haven't yet found a bill that can't be stolen.
They will never make a bill that can't be counterfeited.
Well,
somebody's going to figure it out every time.
Right, exactly.
Hey, do any of you ever pick up a coin nowadays, now that we have all these different mix of quarters and nickels and everything, and go, is that a United States coin? And
have to look back at it. Yes. Gold colored now.
Absolutely.
Not the gold, just the designs.
The design.
I'm looking, because my wife is Colombian and she goes to Colombia. You know, every now and then I have, you know, a peso, you know, 2,000 pesos mixed up or whatever, and I'll get a coin in my hand and I'll be like, is that a nickel?
I'll go to Coinstar and pour all the coins in, and, you know, I'll always get at least a handful of coins back.
Really?
That are not U.S. coins yet.
Yeah, I just throw them all in there. I was just like, why am I having to identify this United States coin? Why do I not recognize it?
I do.
We have all the different...
Well, how many people still carry coins? I have an aversion to coins. I have this big jug in my kitchen with pennies in one and the silver in the other. Last night at town meeting.
But you don't carry them in your pocket.
No, I went to, and last night at town meeting, I was hungry, and normally there's a group there from a restaurant that has dinner, but they weren't there last night. So I went downstairs to the area where they have the vending machines. I was trying to find something that I could eat. And all I had was a $1 bill and a $5 bill and a $20 bill.
$1.35 or
and it was $1.10. Yeah. I had one and then didn't take fives. So I'm scratching my... I'm trying to figure out how to get something out of this vending machine. And I realized that I couldn't. I couldn't get anything out of the vending machine. And it seemed very silly to me. Just silly.
Every month here at the network, when I get my credit card statement for my business credit card, I have to go and fill out, what the expense was for, because we expense everything to something.
Yeah, right.
And so I'm filling out my credit card statement for the month, and there is a charge for $1.10 and $1.10, because the vending machine took credit cards. And Mike and I wanted water and a Gatorade.
Mike is the boss at Radio America. Yeah.
Just like, oh, man, I need something to drink. Swipe, swipe. And then, boom, there's all my credit card. And I just thought it was funny the other day.
You expense to Gatorade.
Yeah, I expense to Gatorade.
Great. Nice going, Richie.
But the fact that you used your credit card for $1.10.
Exactly.
For a Gatorade.
Nice because going. I didn't have 10 cents on me.
All right, so Jennifer is the social media queen here at the Good Day Program. We have the queen of cheap, and you're the social media queen. I'm noticing or wondering whether I've just looked at a couple of things while we've been talking about Twitter. The political index, which is a daily measure of sentiment expressed by Twitter users. I wonder what you're finding as you're looking. We are not a political program, but I think we've asked a few questions that were moderately political on Twitter and Facebook. So I wonder where we are with all of those. You have an update?
Twitter in general, when you follow the debates on Twitter, they tend to go more to the left than to the right.
Sure. Social media in general.
Does it?
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
but more on Twitter.
Uh-huh. Right.
Why is that? Is there a reason for that? Anybody know?
It's a younger crowd.
It's a younger crowd. There's a lot of celebrities on Twitter that make comments during the debate, and they tend to be more left-leaning. But we did ask yesterday on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, if you watched the debate. And if you did, what did you think? If you weren't watching the debate, what did you watch instead?
Right.
Michael said he did not watch the the debate. Easy for me to say. He already casted his vote, but he watched football and baseball back and forth between those two. John said Romney basically agreed with everything Obama has done other than building needless military hardware. Terry said, I thought Obama lied through his teeth. It was an apology tour, no matter what reporter says otherwise. Ships are, let's see, he said, ships are the first to be deployed anywhere worldwide. Obama has shunned Israel like the plague. The economy under Obama isn't getting better, and that makes this week right. Romney by far is the better choice.
By the way,
said,
I saw a report yesterday that says that we deployed 300,000 bayonets last year.
Yeah.
To our military.
Funny. Susie said, yes, seemed like Obama was overacting with the dead stares. Funny how rapid his blinking was when Romney was talking about Obama's failures. Michelle said, tumult, because you heard Mitt Romney use that word. She defined it as a loud, confused noise, one caused by a large mass of people, and a confusion or disorder. She said, we all love teachers. Very funny. Patrick said, I watched and read a book. So I guess he was doing both. Loretta said, I watched the debate and wish Romney had been more aggressive. I laughed when watching Obama looked at the moderator and whimpered, Mr. Schieffer, Mr. Schieffer, which he did a few times. Jeffrey said that he did watch the debate. Claudia said he thought Romney sounded like a president and Obama sounded scary and mean. Gail said, I didn't watch it. She'll catch the highlights on the news. James said that he was counting how many times Romney blinked over the times Obama blinked.
All right,
there you
so
go.
Check out our social media. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is to kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech, Stocksable RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Last night, I thought we had been through all of the, I'm following this sort of as an outsider, I thought that we had all of the contests between the various groups
nailed down, but that
wasn't the case. I misspoke yesterday, because there were three more or four more of these last night with various team members. This is Adriana Louise and Jordan Pruitt with Hot and Cold from Christina's group. Crank this up, see if you like it, Richie.
Change your mind like a girl. Change your
heart. What's the story with this song? Jennifer?
This would be a Katy Perry song, which was out probably a couple years ago.
All right. So what do we think?
And I kind of like this lady's voice.
Yeah, the one lady's voice I like.
The other one's overdoing it. That one's overdoing it.
That's Adriana, and she's the one that Christina chose as her winner. So that's Team Christina. All right, next
you know
up.
What? I think I saw this for like 10 seconds.
Yeah,
well, and I think the other girl got picked up. No, this was Christina's team?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, no. Christina picked up somebody from one of the other teams.
All right, well, let's find out. Next from Team Blake, Kelly Crappa.
You know, I think when you're in your mid-teens.
Oh, no, Kelly.
Okay. And Michaela Page, is that how you pronounce your name?
Sure. Joan Jett.
What a horrible song. I hate myself for loving you.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it's gross. It's not a good song. Blake made a pretty quick decision here on his battleground winner, and it turned out to be Michaela. That's how you pronounce it, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-A.
Michaela.
Yeah. Michaela. Right, okay.
Doug.
Yes, Rich.
You can't tell me that in your illustrious career,
yeah,
that you've never been in a situation where you said, why do I love this person so much? I don't understand why.
You're talking about music? You're talking about in life?
A song. In life.
Oh. What, that I don't like myself for liking that person?
Yeah, but we've all had that relationship where you're like, I shouldn't like this one, shouldn't like this one, but you can't stay away.
You treat me like dirt, yet I still love you. Why do I love you?
Yeah, but that wasn't the sentiment. The word hate is something that really is...
Ah, okay, so it's just emotion
that comes from just like myself
I strongly dislike myself for loving you. Yeah. Right. All right, next to competitor Avery Wilson along with Siobhan from CeeLo's group. This is the last song sung in the show called Titanium. I don't know this song either.
Don't
Jennifer.
Ask me about this song.
Don't ask.
I like that guy's voice. Yeah.
And he's the one CeeLo chose.
Very strong.
For his well-rounded performance, Avery Wilson. Amazing. All right. So that's the latest
update picked up because
on the voice. Yeah. All right. So Jennifer has the television report in the next half hour. I'd like to actually bring. I like Wendy Williams. There's something about her that grabs me. The way that she works the audience, just the way she looks at things and talks about things in a way that is you can identify
she's
with
very
her.
She's frank.
Yeah, but she's also, what I heard somebody say on the program the other day, she was from the hood. I don't know that she's from the hood. She sure isn't from the hood now. She may have been from the hood at some point. She was pretty rough when she was on the radio.
Yeah, but that's part of her appeal, is kind of an average New Yorker.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's it. But anyway, so we'll see if we can dig out something that's of interest from her in the next half hour, along with Roberta and the Queen of Cheap Report coming up here on Good Day.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to QLSkipAYear.com to enter. That's QLSkipAYear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at QLSkipAYear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLSkipAYear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Exogen.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Chocolate raisin, sorry.
Oh, yeah?
I said to Richie, come here, going, and I stuffed a bunch of chocolate raisins in my mouth.
Are they still called goobers? Do you remember?
Yeah, chocolate-covered raisins, goobers. Yeah, goobers are raisinettes. Or is it raisinettes?
Oh, raisinettes. What was a goober, then?
Goober is what comes out of your nose when you're...
That's a booger.
It's booger.
A weirdo.
Booger.
Was it a chocolate-covered peanut? What was a goober?
Let me see what goobers are. Are they the peanut
ones?
No,
I've never had one.
All right, let's get going here.
Goobers,
let me see. It's the it's good day. All right, come on. Will you stop? 800.
What's important?
What's important about a goober? Charlotte, is a goober important to you?
Chocolate-covered peanut deliciousness.
No. Is that what a goober is, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's a brand name of a chocolate-coated peanut.
Yeah.
You know what they should have done is they should have mixed the box of Raisinette with the goobers and made a goobernet, because those would, think about raisins and peanuts together.
No longer do we have the internet.
Like,
we now
time
have
of the month for me.
Goobernet.
Salt and chocolate. Bring it on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Horn's all getting everybody's... their saliva is going to be stirring now. And we have, let's
it's
see,
healthy,
Roberta,
it's fruit.
Queen of Sheep coming up. Supermarket guru Phil Lempert has some tips for those of you who are shopping for food for stroke prevention. Very healthy stuff. So he has a whole list of foods that are great.
Do you shop for prevention?
To whom are you
any of you? Do you
absolutely.
When you go out and you shop, do you go, oh, I'm going to buy this to prevent cancer?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to buy this prevention.
To promote good
thinking
health.
Healthy. That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
right.
What
to
I do.
Good
I'd be like
rather than to prevent a specific
yes.
thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Many different colored vegetables.
Just,
yeah. Yeah.
Right. It struck me as strange shopping to prevent a stroke.
Mm. No. Okay. Very smart. So the story of turtles, before we get that, I'm
turtle.
Telling the story because Roberta has all kinds of strange things turtle. In her menagerie at home. How many of you have ever had turtles
turtle.
As pets?
My dog ate our turtle.
Dogs
I
ate
had
turtles turtle.
Once, didn't you?
Really?
I had a humongous radio
shut up,
slider.
Jim.
All right, so here's the
had
story of a
5 or 7 pounds.
A humongous, well, this
wow.
is even bigger. This is a
he's such a weirdo.
40-some-odd-pound giant turtle. That was along Highway 501 in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah, they get big
there
turtles.
Are
yeah.
the Carolina,
traffic
yeah.
began to stall. Car after car pulled off mm-hmm. to the side of the road. Families got out of their cars to take a closer look at this giant turtle after it was spotted along the side of the road, walking with its master. While most people slowed down to get a better look, Leona Brown said her family and nearly 20 other people had to get close enough to touch it. So they stopped, and the turtle is a pet, and mm-hmm. its owner was taking the turtle out for a walk.
How slow is that? Do you go out for like 3 days?
I know.
Walk slowly?
Yeah. Gonna be back soon, honey. Taking the turtle.
Gonna
for
go
a walk.
To the end of the block.
Yeah.
I packed a lunch and a dinner and a lunch again for
I
tomorrow.
Just imagine what you would be thinking if you saw a picture of it. Is at DougStefan.com from today's show.
At least it won't get away from you.
Now, here's the story behind the story of turtles. How many people woke up this morning wondering if they could find out more about turtles? Did you know?
Well, I
for
did.
Example,
I woke up first thing on my mind, Doug.
Was a turtle.
Yes, absolutely.
Did you know, Roberta, the spine of a turtle is connected to its shell? Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Turtles generally have between 40 and 50 vertebrae. The ribs of the turtle develop with the coastal plates of the carapace. As the turtle gets older, the ribs fuse with these plates. Turtles use the cervical vertebrae, which are the 8 bones in its neck, to withdraw into the carapace, which is the shell, to provide greater protection to its neck. Now, you got to wonder, in the scheme of things, learning that and then thinking just about how unique a turtle is. Yeah, thinking about
strange
that which,
creature.
Well, but think about how it developed and how it protects mm-hmm. itself. And then other things in nature, the camouflage of green things that are on tomato plants so you can't see them.
Right.
Or any number of things that hide from plain sight. The coloration of some snakes that wrap themselves around trees. I know you do. What there is about nature, and I continue to marvel at this, and also people chuckle when I say I'm going into my Yoda mode now, thinking about how all of this magnificent stuff is created. Is it just by accident? Or is there, you ask yourself, why do we need flies? Or why do we need other things that are pesky, that are not of seemingly any value? I don't have an answer to that. I'm just asking.
If there weren't for flies, we would be awash in dead things.
Awash in dead
true.
Things.
They eat dead stuff.
Oh, okay, yep. Yeah. They do.
Dead birds.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of other things. I had a cow die in a pasture. Found 2 bones left. That was it. Everything else is gone.
How long had he been there?
She?
Maybe
yeah. there 3-4 days.
Wow.
And but something came along. I wasn't going in that direction. I was just marveling at nature and how things
thing.
Grow and you people who think there's nothing to the universe, everything is an accident. You can't tell me that turtle, the way it works and its head going in and out of its shell, that's an accident.
Sea turtles are marvelous. I've scuba dived with the sea turtles.
Yeah, you just hold on to them, right?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Can't
no,
you hold on?
No, you really don't, because they'll bite you.
Yeah. Wow. Snapping turtles. You want to stay away from snapping turtles. Snapping turtles. Mm-hmm. Nothing good about snapping turtles.
It's a good piece of advice.
I rescued a snapping turtle off US 1.
Did you really?
It was in the middle of the road, so I stopped the car, and I got behind it, grabbed its tail, and dragged it off the road.
Hmm. My aunt in North Carolina ran over a turtle once.
Oh.
Yeah. Beer may have been involved.
Mm-hmm. Beer may have been involved?
What, maybe. The turtle was drinking beer?
No, probably not her.
Hi, time
probably
for
not
our
the turtle.
Queen of Cheap Report. Richie, if you could bring in the boss, it would
absolutely.
Be nice. Roberta needs to feel
she's
comfortable.
The queen of yeah. cheap. The diva of toasted ice. Oh. It's Roberta Bessa-Helly.
You played that the other night in concert. Let's start with Airborne. You can get some free samples, and it's really good stuff in case you're traveling. It'll help ward off those sniffles and stuff that you get on airplanes. We've got a free Mrs. Dash sampler. 4 packets you can get free and try it out. They didn't say anything about Mr. Dash, but they have Mrs. Dash for you. If you've got kids, you may want to think about the Lego event at Toys R Us coming up this Saturday.
Ooh.
It's absolutely free at Toys R Us. And go to look up each store and give them a call to see, you know, who's participating and what time. But it's free, and you can just bring your kid down. No registration needed. Haircuts for kids, kindergarten through sixth graders.
Every weekend, get your kids' haircuts.
So you could do like a quarter inch Saturday. Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. And if you're dreaming of warm weather and white beaches and swaying palm trees, I've got something for you. We've got a one-year subscription to Caribbean Travel and Life. Absolutely free. Hey, Mon, one-year subscription, Mon. I said to my kids I wanted to spend Christmas down in the Caribbean. They said, well, won't you miss a white Christmas? And I said, well, Santa's white.
All right.
It's a great magazine. I get it. So one-year subscription to Travel and Life. And all of this wonderful stuff can be found at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com. And lots of stuff on there also, some evergreen stuff and things for the military. So go and take a look at it.
Wait a minute. You said sand is white.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought you said Santa is white.
I thought you said Santa's white.
But then I realized she said
Sanda.
Sanda
is white.
Sanda. Wednesday it is on the Good Day program today, or tonight, the big show, the really big shoe, Major League Baseball's Fall Classic, San Francisco representing the National League, the Detroit Tigers representing the American League. And whether or not you like either, both of these teams are not very likable, it would seem.
They're fine. Detroit Tigers are fine.
Yeah.
I was so crushed after that demoralizing loss from the Nationals. I just have no interest.
Think about it. They had a great season. No one expected the season. There's always next year. Keep your chin up.
I'm crushed.
I just saw a picture of Joan Van Ark. Whew. She looking at my
Don't go there.
Okay.
Joan Van Ark might be looking a picture of you right now.
Nothing wrong with my looks. Right, Roberta?
That's not what Joan Van Ark told me.
Who is that ugly looking dude there?
And by the way, for those of you last year, those of you who remember the October surprise, last year we had 4 inches of snow the last day of October.
That's right, on Halloween.
Yesterday, in Northern California, the first major snowstorm in the highest elevations of the Sierra Nevada, Highway 20 was shut down. 6 inches of snow. All the big rigs were jackknifing all over the place. This is, I guess, a good sign, though, for California, Jennifer.
Although it's going to be 90 by Saturday. But, yeah, it rained a little bit.
The water supply needs this snow.
We need it, absolutely.
Yeah, right, so that's the good news. Always looking for the good news. I just saw a picture from People magazine of Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Mm-hmm. And I've always found her to be fetching. She had
men do.
Bangs were cut right down to her eyes.
Yeah.
It's really.
Not women pretty. I think she's more man pretty.
What does that mean?
You know, I think that men find certain types of women more attractive and women find certain types of women more attractive.
Really?
Like Jennifer Love Hewitt is a perfect example.
Yeah.
All men think that she's hot.
Yeah, she is.
I personally think she looks mousy. Although I like her, I just think that she has pointy features.
Yeah, no, I do. I think she's attractive.
But men like her. So, you know.
Hey, there you go. All right, so let's get, speaking of like, we're going to like, you can go to facebook.com/Good Day Show, and you can put like next to Jennifer's picture or to anything you can find that has anything to do with Jennifer. Just hit the like button, and her light will go on. Your like will light up her life.
It will.
Like up my life.
That's 15. Stand by for the television report here on Good Day.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value, and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
All right, so Jen, we have the update on Lisa Gibbons. Let's listen, though, first for a minute to an outtake from the Wendy Williams show. We talk about her from time to time. Every once in a while, have an excerpt from some of these shows. And this is a conversation that she has with the audience. She's out in the audience a lot, and they ask her questions about things. For example, her take on the Lowen family.
Here's my thought on this. First of all, Dina, you look younger than your daughter here. You look really beautiful, but you know what? You and that ex-husband of yours are whack jobs. And you can't expect better from your daughter until you do better for yourself. I don't believe that there are emails anywhere saying that Michael and Lindsay's team were going to do an intervention. Because, Michael, everything about your daughter you share with the press, it seems to us, in order to get attention. So if there were emails, Michael, you'd be the guy who would have already leaked them. They'd be on the front cover of the New York Daily News. That's number one. Number two, Lindsay, I don't know whether you're sober or whether you aren't, and I know that sobriety is something that you struggle with, but let me just say this. Are you going to go back and tape a piece of the Barbara Walters interview just to clear up this particular incident we're talking about now? Because the Barbara Walters interview doesn't play until, like, November 16th, and at that time, I know she's supposed to be clearing up what we all, what they think, which is that you're still on drugs.
Hmm. So whose life is affected by that?
I just feel sorry for everybody involved. I mean, they're just icky. Ugh.
Crazy. All right, let's get to Lisa Gibbons. Speaking of a problem, I'm sort of surprised at this. I was like, Lisa's one of those people who's just a workhorse. Everybody knows who she is. She works
lots
hard.
Lots of projects, yep.
Yeah. All right, so
nice lady, too.
What's the
story? She's being harassed right now by a delusional fugitive who's bombarded her. She's gotten 20 Facebook messages and 4 emails.
It's a lie. I never said any of it.
It doesn't seem like a lot, though. I mean, 20 Facebook messages and 4 emails.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys found that? According to TMZ, Payman... Exactly. Payman Babalabi is facing criminal charges for harassing professors and has been targeting Lisa Gibbons for more than a year, sending her messages in which he calls her an ugly streetwalker who should have the horizontal mambo with him. How's that? He's currently a fugitive because he didn't appear in court to face the charges in New Jersey. So,
you know, we have people call this network. I mean, when you have G. Gordon Liddy, Ollie North, you know, people like that attached to you, you get
Doug Steffen.
You get people call you all
the time.
The
real crazy fans. Yeah.
And we had a guy for about a year and a half who would call up and say, "I'm going to gut you like a Christmas turkey."
To who?
To anybody who would answer the phone.
Oh, that's nice.
And
nice.
We would call the police. They do nothing about it.
Yeah.
They would do
Lisa
nothing
Gibbons,
about
they
it.
Will.
But if you're Lisa Gibbons, apparently you can get a guy thrown in jail for giving you 20 Facebook messages and saying you're ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll get that.
You know.
Just can't cook.
You
all
can't take stalkers lightly, that's for sure.
So,
all right, President Obama has made a big push for the young vote this election cycle. He'll be on MTV this Friday for Ask Obama Live, an MTV interview with the president, hosted by the very fabulous Sway Calloway.
Are they going to offer equal time to Mitt Romney, so you can ask Mitt Romney? Mm,
right. There's no word on that, but I doubt it. The interview airs live from the White House at 5 o'clock.
So why isn't there a Mitt Romney?
There should be.
Yeah.
But no word is if, I don't know if they've even offered it to him.
Mm-hmm.
CBS gave full season orders to two of its rookie series, so good news if you're a fan of Vegas or the series Elementary, because they'll be back next year.
Vegas
so
good.
Back for the rest of the year, yeah.
And
good
Jane
show.
Fonda?
And Jane Fonda is headed to TV. She's the new William Shatner. She'll be starring in a female version of Blank My Dad Says. Yeah. Kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
That's Why I Hate My Mom is what it's tentatively titled.
Really? I'm late for that.
Mm-hmm.
51 past the hour on today's Good Day program. Who cares Mario Lopez is getting married?
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com. Mini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
And animals in general, as he hosts the Pet Show, which is about pet behavior, medical problems, whatever problems you may have, you ought to catch Warren on the weekends. As they say on television, consult your local station for times, etc. But he's on every weekend. Check out his website, actually, thepetshow.com, and that'll tell you about where he is and why he's there. And how he can fix problems that you have with your pet. The story at DougStefan.com today of a three-legged dog, Warren, that has helped a 7-year-old boy overcome a rare genetic condition that made him afraid to go outside. What a great story. These things, they breed something that touches the best parts of it, of us. Owen Hawkins is this kid's name. And his dog's name is Hachi, H-A-A-T-C-H-I. They are inseparable. And that's because this dog, when the child would become withdrawn at school or other places, he guess what he needed was security. I guess that's what these dogs provide, right?
Well,
I mean, is that the case with all dogs, though?
It It is, Doug. But, you know, the bottom line, having been, ego aside, having been one of the originators in pet-facilitated therapy well over 30 years ago, one of the things we found is that the relationship between a puppy or a dog and a child with some type of physical challenge, or even an adult with some type of physical challenge, there's absolutely no demands placed on them. You can be exactly what you want to be. It's also, it's more than just the, it's a comfort factor. Oh, I feel comfortable. He's not demanding anything. He's not making me do anything.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of comfort and security. I remember working with a man that was a double amputee in Queens, New York, many years ago, and the man refused to go out of the house. He was a recluse. I went into his house. The house stunk. He was an old beer-drinking fisherman, and I adopted a dog from a Beagle Basset mix, the ugliest dog I ever saw in the world. Trained the dog for him. The dog had to learn how to walk alongside of a wheelchair. What happened, though, is he would run out of dog food, so he'd have to go down and get dog food. He'd run out of this. He'd have to take the dog for a walk, and he started meeting people, and literally, this recluse remarried about 8 months after he got the dog and is living happily ever after. So the bottom line is these dogs do a lot more than just make us feel better. They really encourage us and give us the confidence we need to go on with things.
Richie, if you could, would you go to the story today that we have at DougStefan.com, the What's News section, about the talking whale? I don't know whether you've heard about this. This is a report that came out yesterday, Warren.
I did not hear about the talking whale. I did hear about the yawning dogs today, though. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, all right. Well, you want to talk about that first?
Yawning dogs. There's a new study out from Sweden, something I've known for years. When I'm training dogs and a dog starts to yawn, that's usually because he's bored. But now there's a study that says if people yawn, their dogs will pick up on it. So dogs learn how to yawn from their owners. So from now on, if I'm hanging around a dog that's yawning a lot, I guess I have a tired owner I'm working with. Exactly. But they actually, at first it was only thought that primates would pick up.
We all see dogs yawning.
But they yawn by watching us. That's the study. They watch us yawn and they say,
isn't
you know what,
it's
not bad for him.
All right. So here's this study that shows that there is a beluga whale that learned to mimic human sound. This is surprise, surprise, surprise. There was a human conversation going on near these beluga whales. And they were enclosed, and then somebody was running a recording of what was going on in the tank, and this is a bit of mimicry from the whale.
Sounds like me singing in the shower.
Well, scientists think the whale's close proximity to people allowed it to listen to and mimic human conversation. Dolphins and parrots have been taught to mimic the patterns of human speech, but it's
so
rare for
this was at the San Diego National Marine Mammal Foundation. The whale is named N-O-C, Nock. And it was it went do 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 do. How many times do we do that? Do 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 do.
It's so cute. They had the two whales swimming in the tank next to each other.
But what ego?
And I'm reading here that one whale said to the other.
Warren's got it. Go ahead, Warren. Yes.
What ego human beings have? How many times have I imitated my dog? Have I imitated my cat?
Right.
What makes us think that a whale or other animals can't imitate? You know, I happen to have had the opportunity of spending time with Shamu's son. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, these animals are absolutely incredible. And the egos we have that think we're the only ones that can yawn, we're the only ones that can sing.
But we know is that can communicate.
Exactly. And you know, if you watch animals all the time, especially dogs, which is my specialty, and cats, you can watch them communicate all the time. We may not understand it only because maybe we're not bright enough, Doug.
Could be. The lessons we learn from our pets.
Apparently, the one whale in the San Diego Zoo was saying to the other whale, hey, let's go to Tijuana this
weekend. Next week they'll be texting each other. You watch.
Exactly.
Or they'll be texting you. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on The Good...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.